Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So chapter 9 is the midway point of the Bhagavad Gita, and aptly it is known as the most confidential knowledge. By the term most confidential knowledge, we first have to understand the two others, which are confidential, more confidential, then we can appreciate most. So confidential knowledge was the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Confidential knowledge is the knowledge by which one understands, I am not my body, I am not my mind. My body and mind are like dreams. I've had many bodies in the past, and I may have many more bodies in the future. But I am different from my body. That's why that verse, Vasansi, Jirnani Yata Vihaya, just like you have had many clothes, saris, in the past, and you get new ones. Christmas is coming. You're going to get new things to wear. Socks. Everybody gets socks for Christmas. That's the default gift. Or sweaters. One time, my wife's brother came for Christmas, and 8 different people gave him sweaters. Welcome to the material world. So confidential knowledge means I am soul, I'm eternal. I am not what I see in the mirror. That's not me. I am the soul, eternal. But what's more confidential knowledge? That beyond me, superior to me, is Param Atma, Krishna in the heart, Krishna within the atom. That's not me. I am separate. In chapter 13, it's very clearly explained. Two knowers of the field, Atma, Param Atma, they're not the same. They're same in quality because they're spirit, but there's a big distinction in potency. And Krishna made it clear. You know what's going on in your body. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're thinking. When I'm talking, I try not to look at you because then I start to think, what are they thinking about? That gets me off track. That's why I close my eyes sometimes. Because I look at you and I go, why are they making that funny face? They didn't like what I said. So I don't know what you're thinking. That's hidden. But Krishna says, I know what's going on in everybody's heart. Why? Because the same Krishna is there. It's not that your Krishna is different than mine. Hey. No, it's the same Krishna. Same exact, but he's separate. So that's more confidential knowledge. Knowledge of Supersoul. And in chapter 13, the chapter is mostly about Paramatma. Mostly you'll find it's about Paramatma. But then most confidential, Bhagavan. Most confidential knowledge deals with God and our relationship with Him. That relationship with God is called Bhakti. That's the relationship which we mentioned. Yes, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is about the soul and its relationship with God. So that's the most confidential knowledge. Sometimes the question is asked, how do I know that I have received God's favor in this life? And the answer is, if you have knowledge of God, that means you have the blessing of God. You don't have the blessing of God when you don't know anything about Him. I won't mention any names, but somebody who's running for president claimed that he is a Christian. I'm a very devout Christian. So the reporter said, "What's your favorite verse?" I have so many. He couldn't quote one verse. Don't vote for that guy. Okay? He's claiming that I'm big Christian. But how can you be a Christian and not know at least one verse of the Bible? Same way, don't say I'm Hindu. And then, okay, if you're Hindu, can you name one verse of Bhagavad Gita? Or who spoke Bhagavad Gita? Well, give me the book, then I'll answer. No, you should know. So knowledge of God is the proof that you have God's blessing. Not that, oh, I have God's blessing because I'm living in Placentia. No, God's blessing is, do you know who is God? Do you know this Bhagavad Gita? So Krishna says a very, very nice... Oh, first of all, the chapter opens. Arjuna, Krishna says, you are anasuyave. You are not envious of me. You're not jealous of me. Because that's the original sin. The original sin is, Krishna, I'm envious of you. I want to be you. That's envy. That's like there are other stories. That Vrikasura, he wanted Durga. So first they got to get rid of Shiva, then he can have Durga. And Krishna saved the day. Or Poundraka, the demon Poundraka, he made two fake arms and he posed himself as Vasudeva. And then he challenged Krishna, Krishna, give me back my Sudarshan Chakra. So Krishna said, sure, here it is. See if you can handle it. And Krishna sent the Sudarshan Chakra and it cut off his head. So great. Krishna is so cool, huh? Vasudeva, give me back my Sudarshan Chakra. Sure. Here you go. Control it. So nice. So Arjuna, Krishna says, you're not envious of me. Therefore, you are able to understand Bhagavad Gita. Now I'm going to go deeper into the subject matter. Most confident. I'm going to tell you things now that are even more confidential than anything I've said before. Why? You're not envious of me. Then that beautiful verse, Radya Vidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susutam Kartam Avyayam. Raja Vidya, here is the topmost knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. Here is the most confidential secret of all secrets, Bhagavad Gita. Here is something that's completely pure. That's why we don't put the Bhagavad Gita on the floor. That's why we don't put Bhagavad Gita on our feet, because it's the purest of the pure. But Uttamam, it's the topmost. It is the topmost. There's nothing better. Bhagavad Gita. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam. It is the perfection of religion. Why? Because you'll realize yourself and you'll realize God. That is the purpose of religion. The purpose of religion is not to become more materially affluent. That's not the perfection of religion. The perfection of religion is to know who I am, who is God, and what is my relationship with Him. And Krishna says, pratyaksha, and not only that, you will realize it gradually throughout your life as you practice Bhagavad Gita. It's revealed to you little by, you get little installments. As you practice Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reveals a little more, a little more, a little more. This is called reciprocation. Like he said in chapter 4, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate. What is that reciprocation? He is going to reveal himself to you. Then Krishna said, but those who do not follow this Bhagavad Gita, they're on a different highway. Mrityu Sangsara Vartmani. They're on the highway to hell. But those who are on this path of Bhagavad Gita, like I said before, fast track, you are on the very nice pathway. Then, the next section of chapter 9 is called Simultaneously One Indifferent. How with this material energy, this material cosmic manifestation, Krishna says, I'm simultaneously one with and different. I'm here, but I'm not here. It's a mystery wrapped around an enigma. It's confounding that Krishna is actually here, but do you have eyes to see? Someone who's a devotee, no matter what they see, reminds them of Krishna. There is a nice chapter where Radharani, is she here? Radharani is here. So there's one nice chapter where Radharani is seeing the Vrindavan forest, and everything she sees reminds her of Krishna, such as the tamal tree. Tamal tree is what color? Bluish, black, dark. So who do you think that reminds her of? The form of Krishna. Sometimes in ecstasy, she's embracing that tamal tree. So she's going through the forest, describing all everything she sees, but everything she, oh, this reminds me of Krishna's ear. This reminds me of this, everything. She's simply Krishna, Krishna conscious. And the same way, in that same chapter, Krishna is walking through the Vrindavan forest, and everything he sees reminds him of Radharani. That's called love. There's your love. Love means two people always thinking of each other in love, not hatred. Because there are some marriages, and they're thinking of each other, but it's anger and hatred because they're going through a divorce. No, this is a love relationship. They're each thinking of each other and how much they love each other. Love of God. So Krishna says, I'm here, but I'm not here. Behold my mystic opulence. Then, the next section, two kinds of people, Duratma, Mahatma. The Duratma is the bad person who is against Krishna, who's doing all kinds of sinful activities. And then there's the Mahatma. And the Mahatma, Santato Kirtayanto Mam. How can you tell the Mahatma? Does he wear a turban? Maybe. The Mahatma is somebody who everything out of his mouth, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best Mahatma. Whatever he talked about was Krishna. Whatever he was describing, Krishna. What was he chanting? Not film songs. He was singing Krishna's holy name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, everything in connection with Krishna. Sometimes the question is asked, why devotees should read Mahabharata? Because who's in Mahabharata? Krishna and Pandavas. You have Krishna and his devotees. Yes, you have the Kauravas for excitement. But the devotee is reading Bhagavad Gita because Krishna is there. As soon as Krishna is there, everything changes. And this is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The sages of Naimisharanya, after hearing so much from Suta Goswami, Shonaka says, "We want to ask you more questions, but please answer them only if they relate to Krishna." In other words, they don't want to spend their time on Maya. They only want to hear if something has some connection with Krishna. So that's a devotee. Then, in the next part of chapter 9, Krishna describes some of his vibhutis. Not like chapter 10. The whole chapter 10 is Krishna's 81 vibhutis. But in chapter 9, he gives a few vibhutis. Then he explains, so those who are worshipping the Vedas in order to achieve material ends, yes, they will go to heaven, but shine punye marchalokam vishanti. You can go to heaven for some time. Then come back down, take another birth in Placentia or wherever. You cannot stay in heaven forever. Just like you all go on vacations, either you go back to India for vacation or Hawaii or Fiji or you go to some, but after a while, the money runs out. It's time to come back to work. Can't stay forever. So that's what going to heaven is like that. You can go for some time, that's all right. But you have to come down. Then the rest of the chapter is all about worship. There is worship of demigods, but the supreme worship is worship of Krishna. That's the supreme worship. And then the chapter ends with Krishna explaining how great the devotees are that the devotees, doesn't matter what their material situation is, whether they're materially advanced or materially not advanced, doesn't matter. Because they're devotees of Krishna, they're all glorious. And then Krishna ends chapter 9 with the verse he will repeat at the end of chapter 18, which is the supreme instruction. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. My dear Arjuna, become my devotee. So that is Krishna's commandment. He wants us to become his devotee. Mad bhakta manmano. How do you become his devotee? By thinking of him. How do I think of him? Read Bhagavad Gita, you'll think of Krishna. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. Come to Radharaman temple. Worship Krishna. Come to Namahat program once a month here at Radharaman temple. That's how you think of, read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam. Chant Krishna's name. Worship Krishna. Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji. Worship him. Bow down to him. Offer prayers to him. That's how you become Krishna's devotee. And in this way you will please Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Raman Namahat Program Key.